Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of Jelly Bean Android 4.1 with Explore by Touch. And in this demonstration, I'll be taking you through a brief look at some of the new gestures that you now have access to in using Explore by Touch. The way Explore by Touch used to work in the previous version of Android 4.0 Ice Cream Sandwich was basically you drag your finger around the screen. When you heard what you wanted to access, you could do a one finger double tap exactly on the same spot where you heard the item. In Jelly Bean Android 4.1, you can still explore the screen exactly by dragging your finger around. But now when you hear an item, you can now do a one finger double tap to activate that item. So for example, I'm actually just going to touch my screen.
Settings.
Okay, now I've just heard settings. I'll just drag my finger around, tap my finger off. Now I'm going to do a one finger double tap at the top of the screen.
Settings. Lists showing 12 items.
Okay, now I've just gone into settings. So down at the bottom of the screen, I'm going to find my home icon.
Home.
One finger double tapping at the top.
Home. Home screen 3.
Okay, so I'm back to my home screen, which is number 3. Okay, so that's the first really cool thing, that you can one finger double tap anywhere for the last spoken item, very similar to iOS. The next feature, which is also very similar to iOS, is that you can now do a one finger flick left or right to move item by item on the screen rather than dragging your finger around to find items. So I'm going to touch towards the top of my screen again.
1334.
Okay, there's my clock. Now I'm going to do one finger flick to the right and see if I can get to settings by just doing one finger flick to the right.
Skype. Chime Time. Chrome. Darwin Reader. Easy Uninstaller. Twit Play. Dropbox. Camera. TuneIn Radio. Settings.
Okay, and there's settings. And of course, if I do a one finger double tap again.
Settings. Lists showing 12 items.
I'm into settings. So find the home button down the bottom again.
Home.
And one finger double tap. I normally just do one finger double tap in the middle.
Home. Home screen 3.
Okay, and of course, if I flick to the left, so let me touch the middle of the screen again.
Settings.
Now I'm going to flick to the left.
TuneIn Radio. Camera. Dropbox. Twit Play.
Okay, I'm moving back item by item. The experience of navigating around now, much easier using Explore by Touch. Now let's say, for example, you get to an icon and you want to find out how it's spelled. So for example, let me do one finger flick to the right.
Dropbox.
Okay, I'm on Dropbox. Now I might want to check how that's spelled. You can change the reading mode in Explore by Touch. And what you're basically doing is you're swiping your finger down the screen and up the screen, but you don't take your finger off. So if I do one finger drag down and up.
Read by character.
Okay, read by character, down and up again.
Read by word.
Down and up again.
Read by paragraph.
Down and up again.
Default reading level.
Down and up again.
Read by character.
Okay, and I'm back to character again. So now if I do a one finger flick to the right.
Capital D, R, O, P, B, O, X.
Okay, I can actually read the icon, in this case Dropbox. So one finger flick to the left.
O, B, P, O, R, capital.
And if I want to put myself back to default reading level, I can do a one finger flick up and down to go back to the previous level. So I'll do that now.
Default reading level.
Okay, I'm back to default reading level. So basically, again, for iOS users, that's very similar to the rotor where you do a two-finger rotate to change between character, word, and navigation. Here we have the one-finger flick down and up in one gesture to change between character, word, paragraph, or the default reading level, which is navigation. I'm still on Dropbox at the moment, so if I do one finger flick to the right now.
Camera.
Okay, I'm actually now Dropbox. Moving.
Camera.
Okay, I flick to the right. That's camera. Flick to the left.
Dropbox.
I'm now moving by navigation, item by item, rather than where we were previously, which was character by character. Okay, so that's the new swipe down and up, or up and down gesture to cycle around through your character, word, paragraph, and default settings. Now, four very new cool gestures that I really think makes Explore by Touch, extremely handy, is that you now have four gestures to get access to certain spots on the screen. So let me just show you one really useful one. Let's just one finger flick down to settings.
Camera, tuning rate, settings.
Okay, one finger double tap. Okay, so we're now in settings. And of course, if I tap my finger up the top of the screen.
Wi-Fi.
Okay, and I do one finger flick to the right.
On checkbox, ticked. Bluetooth. On checkbox, ticked. Data usage.
Okay, we're moving through item by item, of course, flicking through. But what I wanted to show you was that we now have got two ways to go back out of a screen. So if I was in a sub-screen, right, so let me go into Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
One finger double tap.
Bluetooth. Navigate up.
Now I want to go back to the previous screen. I don't want to go back to the home screen. I just want to go back to the previous screen. If I drag my finger down and then to the left.
Settings. Lists showing 12 items.
I've just gone back to the previous screen, so I don't have to go and find the back button down the bottom left-hand side of the screen and double tap it. I can just do one finger flick down and to the left to choose the back command. If, however, I want to do the home screen function, so rather than finding the home screen button down the bottom and double tapping once it's in focus anywhere on the screen, I can now do one finger flick up and left.
Home. Home screen 3.
And I've just gone back to the home screen by doing that gesture. If I wanted to get to my notifications area, that's also now extremely easy now. It's a one finger flick up and to the right. So one finger flick up and to the right.
Telstra 1345 Wednesday, the 10th of October 2012. System settings clear all notifications. Two new messages, 1254.
Okay, and of course, if I had notifications in here, I could actually just either drag my finger down to read them or do a one finger flick left or right to move to the previous and to the next items in my notifications area. And of course, if I want to go back to my home screen, I can do a one finger flick up and to the left.
Home. Home screen 3 of 5.
I'm back to my home screen. Now, the only thing that still happens, though, if I touch my status line at the top with just my finger.
Wi-Fi signal full. 3G phone signal full. Battery 51%. 1346.
You still get the status information about your battery level, network status, etc. in one block of text. You can't zero in on any one specific part. But the new way of actually getting to the notifications area now is really fantastic with that finger flick up and to the right. And there's one more gesture which does a similar thing. That's one finger flick down and to the right.
Four recent apps.
Is your recent apps. So again, rather than going down to the bottom and finding recent apps and double-tapping it once it's in focus anywhere on the screen, you can now do one finger flick down and to the right. And if I touch towards the top of the screen, of course, what I could now do is go through those items item by item by either dragging my finger down the screen or do one finger flick left or right to move item by item through the screen. And of course, I can now do one finger flick up and to the left.
Home. Home screen 3 of 5.
So basically those four gestures are one finger flick up and to the left performs a home button function. One finger flick down to the left performs a back button function. One finger flick up and to the right performs a tap me to the notifications area. And one finger flick down and to the right takes you to your recent apps. So now that you can basically one finger flick left or right to move item by item on the screen, a one finger double tap on the screen to activate an item, you don't have to be on the icon anymore. The fact that you've now got the ability to adjust your reading mode level between character, word, paragraph, and navigation. And finally, those very useful four gestures of getting access to home, back, notification, and recent apps make the experience of navigating Jelly Bean 4.1 Android a lot easier with Explore by Touch. So that concludes this demonstration of Jelly Bean Android 4.1, covering most of the new gestures in Explore by Touch. If you've got any other questions about Android accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia. Blindness and low vision services.